Welcome to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where we explore the evolution of human consciousness from polarity consciousness to Christ consciousness and into faith, and what that means for your real everyday life. Welcome, friends. I want to start by just kind of tuning in, and let's move into a regulation moment. For those of you who have been tuning in, you know that a big part of what we're talking about here has to do with regulating your nervous system. Now, that might sound a little dry, clinical, and lofty, but I want to share that regulating your nervous system is the pathway to you experiencing more peace, more present, and more positive outcomes in your life, moment to moment, day to day. I'm talking about aligning with exactly the most beautiful outcomes that you're intending in the little things and in the big things in life. So let's just stop for a moment. Remember, the scriptures say, be still and know that I am God. So let's tune in, remembering that we are in that which we call God. We are in, and we can attune to the God consciousness, to God's frequency. Imagine it like tuning into a radio station. If you align and allow, that presence is there for you any time of any day. So right now, just place one hand on your heart. Take a deep, slow breath in. And exhale gently. Soften your shoulders. Feel your feet on the ground, on the floor, on the pedal of your car if you're driving. Let your nervous system arrive. Transformation only happens in the present moment. Thank you for that. Take another deep breath in. Give it kind of a slight force to your exhale and be alive, awakened, and renewed in that breath. So our theme today, friends, we're talking today about exploring the shift from relational faith into developmental faith and why coherence in your body changes everything. So last week, we explored living between memory and possibility, that gap between the past and the future, and how really all of life is about moving into more. We're standing on the wisdom of those who came before us. We're standing on the wisdom of our own life experience. If we allow even traumatic memories to ultimately become wisdom that supports us and elevates us into more, we're getting the best that life is here to bring us, and it is here to bring us amazing, beautiful things. It's all been lined up that way. That's how it was created. And then when we're standing on and being uplifted by the past, those that came before, our ancestors, the wisdom of our own life experiences that have happened before, and allow that to help launch us into the best possible future, we can be aligned with our best outcomes by connecting deeply with the present moment and bringing coherence into the physical body, which can be accessed when we're being present. So let's talk a little bit about how to deepen into how faith can be something that brings about possibility. Not just living between memory of the past and projections into the future, but how we can move into a present moment that aligns with the technology and the capacities that we can bring through with faith that will allow us to believe in amazing outcomes for the future. So relational faith is one thing that says, I'm here, God is there. I pray. God responds. I wait. God provides, or the divine provides. However you relate to that creative essence that is the source of all life, Let's just know that this is sincere and beautiful. It's a relational understanding. It lives in Christ consciousness, where life happens for me, where we're tuning in to not just being victims the way we tend to be when we're vibrating at that frequency of polarity consciousness, life happens to me. But we've moved into a higher place that says there's more going on here than meets the eye, and I'm able to trust life happens for me. The things are happening for a reason, and even if I don't understand it, even if I don't feel like I have much control over it, somehow I know there's a purpose for all of this. Okay, as we move to a new level of understanding, developmental faith says God is not outside of me. God is expressing through me. I'm participating in creation. Life happens through me. This isn't about being egoic. It's not about setting ourselves up in a lofty place. It's surrender into divine intelligence moving as your nervous system, your awareness, and your frequency. It's tuning in to allow yourself to be a conduit of that which we call God. So let's talk about coherence a little bit. Let's talk about what it means to bring your body into a feeling of safety. Your heart feels open and your mind becomes still. From that place, clarity and divine guidance naturally arise. Friends, we've given you a number of experiences with a 3-minute reset that I put together with my friend Dina Baker, who brings through inspired, powerful, what I love to call sound medicine through her voice. And when you engage with that guided process, which you can access online, and let's see, what's the name of it? It's faithflowradio.com. Faithflowradio.com. Go to that link and you will go to that URL and you'll tap into the process that you can use for free anytime you want. It's right there. So we don't create from belief alone. We create from state, and that 3-minute reset is one tool to bring you into a higher state of being. It moves from the body to the heart to the mind to faith to flow. Okay, the scripture relating to this right now is be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewal. Begins in the nervous system. So in today's modern world, we have the gift of science and neuroscience being able to bring us tools, techniques, methods of being able more readily to move into that renewal, the renewal of your mind. Take a deep breath in, relax as you let it go. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few moments. This is Faith Consciousness Radio. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. We're moving into higher and higher levels of consciousness for higher and higher outcomes in your life. Most people try to change life by changing their actions, by changing their thoughts. You know, before I speak another word, I want to explain my scratchy voice and apply some of our teachings to real everyday life for me. So this week, or meaning 2 days ago, I had some heavy-duty dental work done that I've been putting off. Friend, do you ever put off things that you kind of dread? I am one of those people that doesn't excitedly look forward to being in the dental chair, you know, especially if it's anything beyond cleaning. And even that I'm a little squeamish about. But I had three, not one, not two, but 3 teeth prepared for new crowns because I had a couple things kind of go sideways. Not last week, not last month, not even last year. Yes, I've been putting it off. All right. And can I tell you guys that also most of us find avoidance strategies for things that we don't like in life. And a lot of times your nervous system will create avoidance strategies to keep you from feeling your own emotions. Did you know that? So I probably have a few old emotions about my dental experiences. And I had been procrastinating getting the things done and living through some inconvenience for a couple years. Finally, I got myself lined up and into the dentist office day before yesterday. And I'm so thankful. Everything feels so much better. I've got one more big step, so I have another appointment in a couple weeks. But little did I know that after 4.5 hours of having my mouth worked on, when I started talking, my voice was going to be all squeaky. So, you know, somehow, some way, you know, I'm a teacher and believer in the energy centers of the body. And it's like my throat chakra has really turned into scrambled eggs for now. So there's a little bit of squeamishness on me bringing forward my voice. And even as I speak it, I'm coming to the realization that there may be some emotional connection from my past. I could sit and go into that and go, please show me if there's a little dental related trauma that I have in my history, in my subconscious mind, that's made me, number one, procrastinate, and number two, kind of lose my voice after a really long dental process. I'm not sick at all, but my voice is bit by bit getting stronger after almost losing it completely after my dental process. So let's just let that be an example of how when we put things off in life, including addressing our own emotions, which, by the way, from a professional perspective, I can tell you that neurologically, your nervous system will build up tension patterns around your spinal cord that hold energy and information about perceived trauma in your life if you don't fully engage with the emotional energy that that trauma brings up for you at the time. Now, it's natural and normal to want to avoid those traumatic feelings in the moment because our body mind goes into survival mode. And sometimes it's appropriate to like go, okay, I'm putting that off because right now I just need to act fast to be safe. So know that that happens in a very natural, normal self-preservation way. Our nervous system is wired for that. It's called the fight or flight or freeze syndrome or response. However, if you don't find your peace, move into a state of ease and becoming very present with yourself, hopefully soon after the event, and allow yourself to find and feel those emotions. Your inner child may have gone into a state of panic, okay, or felt really deeply afraid and threatened. At any rate, you can have suppressed emotions from every traumatic event. And I mean even perceived trauma, which can be somebody cutting you off on the road on your way to work, or an argument where you felt deeply invalidated. Okay, any number of things in life can cause our nervous system to feel like it's unable to process that energy and information in the moment, and that is perceived trauma. And when that happens, we can suppress and tuck away emotions. Emotion is energy in motion. Those emotions need to move. And if they get held down, they get stuck in your body mind as a state of tension that holds energy and information from those traumatic memories of the past and the emotions that were not able to be felt and processed and digested in the moment. So we can find ways to avoid and skirt around and delay feeling what's there to be felt, experiencing what's reality to be experienced. And over time, there's a real cost to that. Okay, in a tangible way, I've been putting off going to the dentist. And in a tangible way, there's been a cost for me. It became more and more inconvenient, more and more uncomfortable. And Tony Robbins says, people will change when it becomes more uncomfortable to stay the same as it is to make the change. Because we tend to avoid change. It's not comfortable. I finally got uncomfortable enough to book my appointment and get myself into the dental office, okay? Let my energy emit itself to you and entrain to that. Put it off no more. Allow yourself to know, I have compromised my life long enough. I'm willing and able to go into a state of ease and invite the emotions that I've avoided to come up and be experienced. So just allow yourself to know that as you do that, as you allow yourself to move into a state of peace, a state of ease, a state of grace, let your body mind feel safe, like it is safe in this moment for me to feel what needs to be felt. Find a place, go into your closet, go into your room, sit in your car, be in a place where you feel completely contained and safe, and allow yourself to bring up what there is to be brought up. And you know, a lot of times these positive releases of energy and emotion that's been held in, that we put off engaging with, start with a little inkling, something that makes us uncomfortable. And if you have something come up that makes you suddenly feel a little upset, I want to invite you to find a moment to tap into that feeling and say, what else are you connected to? Please bring me more instead of less of this feeling, because I don't want to avoid it. I want to go into it. I want to allow myself to grab that weed in my garden and not just yank it off at the top. I want to dig down and get down to the deepest roots and see how far back in my life this frequency extends. There are methods that can help you do that, and I bring through one of them. I call it spinal energetics. And in the next segment, I'm going to be telling you about an upcoming event on March the 15th. Where you can experience spinal energetics in a group setting and also experience Dina Baker's sound medicine at the same time. I'm talking about an amazing immersive event of healing that you can come and engage with for love offering. It's going to be on March 15th. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. But just know that I'm not just telling you what's possible right now. We're going to bring through tools on how to support you getting that, okay? Now, I want to let you know that as we regulate the nervous system, and the nervous system opens the heart, that regulated nervous system begins to open the heart, an open heart quiets the mind. A quiet mind hears God. And that is coherence. Whatever you want to call that hearing of God, some people call it spiritual guidance. Some people call it divine knowledge or prophetic words. But I want to let you know that every one of us has been wired with the ability to access the voice of the divine. You are programmed to be able to tap in and receive that. Keep listening to the show, and you're going to find more and more ways to do that. Now, this week I spoke with Dr. Joseph Gallenberger of the Monroe Institute, author of Inner Vagus and a number of amazing books, and his research explores psychokinesis, heart coherence, and consciousness. He documents experiments where participants elevated emotional states like gratitude and joy and statistically influenced random number generators and things like dice outcomes in Las Vegas beyond chance probability. So he's showing not just the mind-body connection, but the mind-outer world connection, okay? His findings show that focused intention combined with elevated emotion measurably affects physical symptoms. Joy amplifies intention. So I want to let you know today that we're arranging for Dr. Gallenberger to join the show in late April, date to be announced. So I'm really excited about that. This is going to be adding to the tools that we're able to give you here on Faith Consciousness Radio. This is what I call the technology of faith. Science now supports us in accessing human potential in ways that we have never had access before, at least not the many, okay? The few could do it, but we're going to help you step into the ability to have gifts like you never imagined. Stay tuned for this break, and we'll be back in just a few moments with Faith Consciousness Radio. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio. This is Dr. Leslie, your guide to moving into alignment with better and better things in life. So, friends, the scriptures say if you ask for anything in prayer and believe it has been given, it will be given unto you. Okay, so that brings us to this word, believe. All right, I'm going to line up that word faith with it. Faith being the evidence of that which is not seen yet. All right? So know, when we move into coherence, when we start using these methods that we're working with here, with regulating your nervous system, moving into heart coherence, we can work with our own thoughts, feelings, and vibrational output to be in alignment with that which is in our highest and best, okay? We can actually begin to believe into being incredible new things in life. We can apply it. So we were talking earlier about the differences of the types of faith that we can be standing in. And relational faith is saying, I'm here, God's there, I pray, God responds, He's separate from me. Developmental faith is God is expressing through me, I'm participating, okay? I am being in the flow, a vessel of the flow of heaven's forces into this world. I am a part of what brings about what will become heaven on earth. Imagine not feeling like a victim of life happens to me, but I am a conduit of divine will flows through me. We can align with that and begin to watch powerful, amazing changes in our own lives. So instead of saying, God, fix this, or ask, what state do I need to become, or what is God's will for me? You can say, what state am I embodying that's shaping this? And you can move into a state of peace and flow that just aligns with divine will instead of feeling like you're at odds or in confusion about it. The way we do that is to regulate first. Tune in to calming your nervous system. Use the tools, use the methods to embrace your greatest, deepest state of ease. And as you do, you can tap into, like we said earlier, the voice of the divine. You can begin to get inner promptings to where you are introduced to what I call the guided life. You can move into such flow and harmony that you begin to have inner promptings, inner words that direct you in one direction or another. And in my book, you also want to make sure that you get outer world signs that line up with those as well. Do you know there's examples in the Old Testament where the children of Israel were asking God for signs and said, if it's meant to be this way, God, then make the dew fall on the grass, but not on the sheepskin. And they laid sheepskin out, and they got the confirmation they asked for. They came out and checked the next morning. Dew was on the grass or on the ground. The sheepskin was dry. And then they reversed it and said, okay, well, hang on. Just in case this was coincidence, we're going to reverse it now. God, if we're meant to do this thing, please put the dew only on the sheepskin and not on the ground around it. Sure enough, that very thing happened the next morning. So this is examples biblically of asking for signs, looking for signs, allowing for your guidance to come within and be reaffirmed in your outer world. That's a powerful way to begin to line up with what I call the guided life. So here's a reflection question. What are you bracing against life instead of becoming coherent within life? Where are you feeling resistance and pushing against instead of becoming coherent and in flow with? A relationship issue, a challenge with your finances. Do you know that when we feel stress, we're actually coming from a place of fear? And scriptures say God is love, and true love casts out all fear. So let's imagine finding places where we've had resistance and pushing against and feeling stressed. And moving into coherence, moving into easing the state of the nervous system, which we're going to do in just a few minutes. We're going to give you that little 3-minute experience to explore what that state of ease feels like. And then allowing for yourself to look upon those challenges with softer eyes, even moving into a place where you can look upon them with the eyes of faith. What if you began to soften and say, not only is life happening for me, but what if I move into a state of ease and somehow these circumstances begin to soften, just like my own nervous system softened? Even Joseph Gallenberger's work shows time and again through tests and trials and experiments that our inner state translates into definitive influence on our outer world, our outer outcomes. So begin by changing. When I quoted that scripture earlier that says, if you ask for anything in prayer, instead of praying in a way that complains or begs or starts in fear and asking for that to be changed, what if you softened it and started giving thanks for the solution being there? Focusing in faith and in a state of ease where you've softened the nervous system, beginning to imagine, fantasize, reinforce the thought of that challenge moving into flow. So just to give you an experience of moving into that coherence, we're going to give you now our little 3-minute reset. Let's just take a moment and feel what this feels like.
This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1. To take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. 5. 4, yourself awake again and in the room, and gently open your eyes.
Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. I hope you are still feeling that reset. I mean, I did it with you. And I just rejoice every time I do it. There's just something so beautiful about those sounds coming through. I would say, friends, this is what we can access when we allow ourselves to be a conduit. Dina Baker is an instrument where she allows herself to just open and allow for that which we call God to flow through in sound. Sound that's not contrived, but it's inspired. And I was on there with her just giving some verbal guidance for your mind and where we can point the mind. And so I want to point out to you, if you did that experience with us, you would have felt how the sound is working a work deep within you. And then when you move and follow the guidance with your mind and where you're putting your attention, it causes outcomes to be much different than if you're just on your own tuning in and directing your mind a certain way. So the frequency of the sound, especially this anointed sound, I'm calling it sound medicine, that frequency kind of unlocks some locks. It unhooks some hooks, and it allows you to go to a very deep place. Now, I don't know if you can tell, but I feel like my voice is clearer than it was before the reset. If you listen to this recording, I think you're going to hear that I'm not as scratchy as I was before the reset. So I imagine if I do it 3 more times, my voice will be clear. So, but it's kind of like step-by-step helping clean that windshield, okay? Just get the dross off so that there's clear vision, so that there's clear guidance, so that there's clear alignment with you and your destiny, with you and the life you were born to live. And friends, that would be what I would say this radio show is for. I'm here to hold hands with you as your way shower, but walking with you for all of us together to line up with the life we were born to live, to move into alignment with the highest and best that we were intended to move into. And we can do that as we come together as a community. You know, the scriptures say when two or more are gathered in my name, there's power in community. There's power even if you're just meeting in the ethers because you're joining with the other consciousnesses that are hearing this on the airways right now. You're not alone. We're doing this together, and there's power in that. There's strength in that. There's community in that, even if it's not something you see with your eyes or touch. You know that you are amongst a group. You're not alone. We're doing this together. And you know what? We're facing our struggles together. We're facing our challenges together. And we're learning together and applying what we learn. So the future's not something that we wait for. It's something we prepare for by becoming coherent now. And when we prepare by becoming coherent, we become vessels that transmit into our future the frequency of the best life we were made to live. It's as if we are those sound vessels, like Dina Baker brings that sound through. Imagine yourself as a conduit when you're preparing by being coherent. It begins to flow through you, and your destiny begins to be what perfectly aligns in your next experiences of life. This is you being the conduit of your future, aligning with that which we call God by moving into this state of grace, the state of grace and coherence that allows you to be that divine vessel. Do you know that scriptures say that in the last days there's going to be 1,000 years of peace on earth, where the wolf lays with the lamb, which means where enemies are no more, where those that want to devour us change and want to be our friends, for those who we judge and condemn, our view begins to soften. We begin to feel compassion, love. Our view of those evil, awful, condemned beings that we imagine in our world begins to change. And we see all as beautiful and perfect, some being as unwell, being less fully expressed as their perfect self. All of us are getting there. All of us are getting there. Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." It's out of our ignorance. It's out of our unconsciousness. It's out of our distortion that we're not even aware of, that we end up acting in unkind ways, even unkind to ourselves. And usually that's first and foremost. Jesus said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself," which is implying, first of all, a foundation of loving yourself. So let's intend to find where we're not being kind to ourselves. Where have you been judging, shaming, condemning yourself? Look for that, really, because if you're feeling angry and condemning and judging towards somebody else, I promise you, those same views at some place you are holding against yourself. So dive in and look for that first. Pull that board out of your own eye before you start trying to pluck that thorn out of someone else's. And when we do that, when we tend to ourselves, when we intend and move into a state of coherence, of alignment, of flow. Somehow, and it can even seem miraculous, our outer world circumstances begin to soften in keeping with that, and alignment shows up in misaligned relationships, in misaligned bodies, and the expression of health. No matter what diagnosis you're working with, your health can be restored. Right alignment can be there for you. And you can walk in divine health, in divine relationships, in divine abundance, in divine expression of who you're meant to express yourself as a soul. Your perfect soul's expression is available for you when you move into this type of alignment. And when those things happen, you are also lined up to experience the greatest joy, the greatest fulfillment, and the greatest love you can imagine right here, right now, in these physical bodies. No, you don't have to die to go to heaven. Heaven can be brought right here into your experience in the here and now. That is a promise. So begin to align your mind. Begin to allow yourself to develop new, what we call neural pathways. Neural pathways are like journeys in the brain. Imagine that first time you think that wonderful thought, it might feel like you're paddling upstream because it doesn't make sense for all the logical reasoning you've been surrounding yourself and diving into. But once you think it again and again and again, your faith frequency, your faith consciousness is going to take hold and give you more and more capacity to believe and to imagine for goodness and let it flow to and through you. So let me remind you again, on March the 15th, Soul Sound and Spine is going to be held at Heartlight Charlotte from 12:45 to 2:45 p.m. I will facilitate group spinal energetic session while Dina Baker brings through sound medicine, filling the room with frequency that the nervous system can entrain to, coherence amplified in the community. To learn more or reserve space, email me at drlesliewells@gmail.com. That's Dr. D-R-L-E-S-L-I-E wells@gmail.com. Again, watch for Dr. Joseph Gallenberger in late April. And we're also going to bring in Dr. Cammie Benton in an upcoming appearance soon and talk about what's possible with modern medicine, modern functional medicine, and aligning with the energetic tools that are now available to the public to get access to outcomes in your health that were never possible before. Even moving into alignment in your body mind to that state of grace that we call faith consciousness that allows for miracles to happen. So remember this week, you do not create your life from effort. You create your life from your state. So regulate first, align next, and flow follows. I want to thank you for joining us again today. This is Dr. Leslie reminding you, you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well. Join us next time. And until then, remember to walk sacred. You are a sacred being walking a sacred journey in a sacred life that was intentionally planned for you before you were conceived in the womb. See you next time.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.